Democratic Representative Justin Jones was sworn back in at the Tennessee Capitol last night, just days after being expelled by Republican members.
The Nashville Metro Council unanimously voted to reinstate Jones, at least temporarily.
Voters in District 52 elected Justin Jones to be their voice at the State House, and that voice was taken away this past week. So let's give them their voice back, and I call on this body to vote unanimously right now to do just that. Thank you.
Jones and another young African-American lawmaker, Justin J. Pearson, were removed from the Tennessee House for leading gun reform protests on the chamber floor. That was just a few days after the shooting at a private school in Nashville.
WPLN Cynthia Abrams was in the room with the council for that decisive vote and is with us now. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
So describe that vote for us. You were there. How did it play out?
Yeah, so it was very quick. You know, the first course of action was suspending a council rule that could have delayed the vote to reinstate Jones by 4 weeks, but the council unanimously decided to eliminate that waiting period in Jones's case, and that allowed them to move on to the reinstatement vote, which was, like you said earlier, also unanimous. Here's how one council member, Brandon Taylor, described it.
We work together in a partnership in this city to make sure that we listen to the real people and fight for the real people.
So the crowd immediately erupted into cheers and followed Justin Jones, who was present in the chamber, out. And only moments later, he was sworn back in on the steps of the Tennessee State Capitol.
Okay, so quick. He didn't even miss a day of lawmaking, right?
Right, yeah. He was back on the floor right in time for yesterday's House floor session. He walked in arm in arm alongside Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, a Democrat who was white, who escaped expulsion by just one vote. And Jones, when he was back in the House, said he intended to file gun control legislation with the remaining weeks left in session. And this is where the suspension of that 4-week waiting period rule was really imperative, because we are nearing the end of session, and there is a chance that if he was reinstated but had to wait the month, the session could have adjourned before he returned.
Okay, so now Jones wasn't the only one expelled last week. There was also fellow House member, now former Representative Justin J. Pearson. What's happening with him?
Yeah, so if there's a vacancy, Tennessee law says that it's up to the county councils to fill that vacancy. And just like the Metro Council voted on Jones, the Shelby County Commission, which is home to Memphis, where Justin J. Pearson is from, is set to vote on his seat on Wednesday.
And so what happens next for them? I mean, Jones has been reinstated. Pearson may be reinstated. But this is temporary, right?
Correct. So under state law, both Jones and Pearson, if he ends up being reseated, will both have to face a special election because they have been reseated on an interim basis.
Mm-hmm.
But both Jones and Pearson say they plan to run.
And how have Republicans responded to Jones being back in his House seat after they expelled him?
Speaking with my colleague who was at the Capitol yesterday, it seems reception was pretty smooth. Republicans still have a supermajority. But the eyes of the country are on Tennessee moving forward, so it'll be interesting to see how Republicans respond to Jones's gun legislation.
WPLN's Cynthia Abrams in Nashville, thank you so much.
Thank you.